from this address and the cost of money.
The matter is before the court to consider further disposition on this matter if necessary. The court has received a court report as well as a proposed amended service plan. Mr. Tweedy, have you received those?
Yes, I have, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, anything additional from the state?
Not at this moment, Your Honor, no.
Ms. Knight?
No, Your Honor.
Yes, Your Honor. My client has just advised me that she no longer wishes my services because she has hired a Joy Gelte, and she was
Gelte,
J-E-L-T-E. In fact, she did call my office, and I called her, and I couldn't get a thing, but I made a copy of the file for her for today. I don't know where she's at. I believe that there needs to be set for an evidentiary hearing, but my client would rather have this hearing rescheduled that so her new attorney could be here with her to represent her at it.
Any objection to that?
No, Your Honor.
No, Judge.
All right. What new date do we have?
So you're going to tell me when you're going to take me?
Not a change in the legal order that I made last time. You're talking about house cleaning things in terms of what's required.
Exactly.
Which was done.
Well, if you want that, we can do that. I think if that's what you're looking for, then I suspect we probably ought to set it over altogether. And if they want to file a notice of appearance of counsel, then I'll entertain your notice or request of withdrawal, because you are appointed by the court. You can't just be hired and fired by someone. That's the court that does that.
I understand.
You know that. Yeah. Indirectly saying that to the mom. He's hired by the court.
But I've already retained another attorney.
Doesn't make any difference. So he's attorney of record. I appointed him. Until that order has been vacated, he's your attorney.
Okay. Well, okay. If I fire him, may
you
I get that my other attorney?
Didn't you just hear me? You can't fire him. I appointed him. That's not your choice to fire him.
Okay. May I ask you to let me have another attorney then?
I just explained that. If he files a notice of appearance of counsel, then I'll consider Mr. Patriga's notice of withdrawal if
okay.
he wants to do that.
Yes. Okay. I would like that.
All right, the date proposed is January 30th at 3:30. Any objection to that?
No, Judge.
All right, we'll set January 30th at 3:30 for further disposition.
And Judge, that's for an evidentiary hearing then?
No, that's for disposition. That's all I know at this point. I have no request, no motion, nothing before me except a verbal request to continue to that date. So I expect to proceed by motion pleadings. If there's something that needs to be heard, I trust it will be filed by motion, so I know what we're dealing with. Okay, then we'll be back here January 30th at 3:30 p.m.
And then, Judge, there's
unless just... there's a notice of withdrawal, or unless there's a notice of appearance of new counsel, Mr. Patriga, you're expected to be here January 30th.
I'll be here, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And, Judge, just so that all the cards are on the table, I wanted to advise the court that it is our intention to remove Lee from the mother's custody today. She was the child who remains in DCFS custody and control but has been placed in the physical custody of her mother. The mother has not abided by the safety plan that she entered with DCFS. She has not maintained a working phone. She has not maintained a residence. And she indicated that she is not staying, did not stay last night at the residence.
I did not say that.
I don't want to get in a shouting match here, so please
okay.
be quiet. This is orderly. He's speaking.
Can you speak after him?
You may, but don't interrupt him.
I'm sorry, Paul.
When asked where she had spent the night, she said at a friend's, and she wished that she had had an opportunity to change. She wished the court were running later than it was so that she could change her clothing. And then when subsequently asked where Lee had been, if she had spent the night at a friend's house, she indicated that she was home.
She was with me.
So she's changed her story about that. We have received information that she has not paid her rent since November, and the rest of the knowledge that she does not have housing at this time. And in any event, she has not maintained contact, according to the safety plan, with the caseworker. So we are not able to ascertain whether or not Lee is in a safe position there in the home with the mother. And additionally, it's been a concern, and it was stated in the petition, and it's been found by this court that Peter was not attending school regularly. We have his school record. He's still not attending school regularly. That's not grounds to remove him from the mother, so certainly we're not going to be doing that, but we're concerned about that. And we do intend to remove him today from the mother's side.
Well, those are prerogatives and decisions that the Attorney General's office can make. I won't participate in that at this point, except just you to do that, but
and
you plan my piece.
And I understand. I just wanted all our cards on the table.
All right. The hearing is set for January 30th at 3:30 p.m. and we'll see you back here then.
Thank you.
Thank you.